Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Principles of Prosperity. My name is Ann Strickland, and I am seriously excited tonight because this word that you're going to hear and feel and know, this is a knowing time now, is going to bring you to another level and bring you closer, and it's going to bring you into your prosperity area where you're supposed to be, financial prosperity. And that's what this is all about. So I'm going to pray first before I start running my mouth. So, Father, I thank you that you have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The good news is that you desire above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. In Jesus' mighty name. So get ready to receive by faith this word and know that you have the power and the ability, and God has a desire for you to be wealthy. First of all, I want to give you this announcement that is very, very important. This Saturday, March 21st, there's going to be a prophetic empowerment service, And the speaker, Prophetess Susan C. Napier, she is my daughter, and she has a track record for prophetic that is undeniable. So Saturday at 3 o'clock, the 21st, the location, the Empowerment Center, which is in the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19153, Suite 100. And it's being presented by Pastor Darian L. Thomas of Walk in the Light Christian Center and me, Elder Ann E. Strickland. For any more information, you can call 215-806-4879. And I'll announce it again at the end of the service. You have to know that we are in the prophetic time right now, the prophetic time. And I am feeling this as like never before because there's a mighty move of God on now. And it is our time. It's our time for this financial breakthrough because it's a transference. And I just came across, as I was looking today, a few minutes ago, and I'm going to read you this prophecy from years ago by Cindy Jacobs. It's called The Wealth of the Sinner. And I believe when I read this, I said, oh, my goodness, I have to read this to the people now, tonight. What the Holy Spirit gave her, she said, there is a shifting in the spirit in the area of finances. For I, the Lord, have tested and tried the hearts of my people concerning mammon. The wealth of the sinner has been heaped up for these end times, when I will use it to fund the end time revival. Some of the greatest and most influential economy strongholds will crumble as I, Jehovah Jireh, position my people to harvest what is necessary to see that the gospel be taken to the ends of the earth. Violent warfare in the heavenlies has and is being fought against those to whom I desire to release my heaviest anointings to fund this end-time move. And I know this. I've experienced a little of this. The enemy is attempting to squeeze the life out of my chosen ones, the Jobs and the Josephs. Intercessors, arise. Cry out to me for a breakthrough in the area of finance. Pray that those who are called to provide great blessings through the gift of giving will not be discouraged in the day of battle, but stand firm. In this coming move of the Spirit, in the area of harvest financing, I will only use those who keep their hearts pure and are not out for personal gain, but who will simply be conduits of the blessings I'm pouring out a large vision to my Christian leaders, and I will link and network them with those to whom I am given the power to get the wealth. Believe me for the outpouring. Stand against Satan's plan to stop what I am sending from the windows of heaven. Keep giving and do not withhold from me. Be alert to those places the enemy will try to rob from you. Live a life of integrity, and you will see rivers of prosperity pour into the storehouses of my ministries for my end-time harvest of the nations of the earth. So receive that. Receive that. This is from years ago. But this is, I'm going to read you another word that the Holy Spirit gave Jerry Savelle for the year 2015. It says, the year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations. Experiencing the greater glory is still my plan. And you'll see the great I am shall visit your land. Manifestations of my spirit as never before, and demonstrations of my power from shore to shore. Supernatural provision and greater breakthroughs too. Yes, this is my plan and my will for you. The powers of darkness will no longer stand, for I will show them the strength of my right hand. I'll have my way, and all shall see no power is greater nor equal to me. My people will rise up and take their place, and no enemy will stop them from finishing their race. Yes, 2015, you'll surely see, will be a year that will go down in history. So lift up your hands and boldly decree, something great is about to happen to me. And I wanted to read those two together. And you might hear these over and over and over again, because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing, because now is the time for your financial breakthrough, and we have to do this. And I just thank God for using me in this area of having the school and praying for people, and their testimonies and testimonies and testimonies of people's financial situations being changed, their businesses picking up as a result of the messages and coming to the classes that I have on Saturday mornings. So I'll give you more information about that, but God has used me. I'm one of the ones who's been called in. It was prophesied to me years ago that I would be doing this. I had no idea. But it's been happening for several years now, but when it was prophesied to me about this, that was the farthest thing from my mind about this financial prosperity. I wanted it for myself, but I didn't know I would be doing it. But God has used me to help change people's lives financially in some serious ways. People in business and people who were not in business, who got promotions and all. So I'm not doing this for me. It's kingdom business that I'm doing. And the classes that I have, there are no charges. You just can sow a seed if you wish. If you don't, it's up to you. But you need to come and hear the message and hear the classes and hear what God is saying as far as the will, his will for you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers in the name of Jesus. And it is at the class is at the same location, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100 in the Empowerment Center, and that's in Philadelphia. The telephone number, my telephone number is 215-806-4879, or you can text, that's my cell number, and you can text any questions or anything that you might have about the classes for Saturday mornings. So I won't be doing it this Saturday morning because the class, I'll be out of town early in the morning, but I'll be back for the service that my daughter's having over there. So you need to know God wants you to be prosperous financially because it's our time and it's our season. And let's see what God is saying to us now. He said, we're living in a prophetic hour. And I think this is why this is important, where I believe that the earth is groaning and travailing for the real sons of God to stand up, according to Romans 8:22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. God is birthing you out on purpose into purpose. It is my prayer that in this season you will be able to find your purpose and prophetic coordinates. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, to everything there's a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. In the natural there are four seasons, but in the supernatural there are five. Since every season was created by God, all seasons are good. So we're in the seasons now. We're in this now. So this is the time. I'm excited because, you know, I see how God is networking people together to make things happen. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a little short, quick testimony. On New Year's Day, I met this lady and who has a business, and her business wasn't doing well at all. She came to the class that following Saturday. She heard the lessons. I prayed for her. Well, I prayed for her when I met her, you know, for her financial situation to change, and I wasn't sure whether she'd be able to come to the class or not, but I prayed for her, you know, at the house where we were there celebrating. Last Friday, she told me, she said, I won't be able to come to the class for so many weeks, she said, because she's gotten so busy. Business has picked up, and that happens a lot. And there are people that I've prayed for, and it's happening quickly, and things in them. And for what I'm seeing, it's people, there are people who have a spirit who want to give. It's not about greed. That's what God is saying. It's not about greed and selfishness. Yes, God wants you to have a great life yourself. He wants you to have the best. We're supposed to have the best. We're kingdom people. However, he wants you to have a heart, though, to help people. And that's what I see is happening now. He's bringing me across the path of people who want to help people, who have a desire to give and do and help and do the work of the kingdom to the glory of God, so that the kingdom can come here on this earth as it is in heaven. So just make up your mind. You want to come in agreement with God's word pertaining to financial prosperity, and watch what's going to happen in your lives. So I'm going to start reading this from Psalm 112, verse 3 says, that the wealth and riches shall be in your house. I'm going to say wealth and riches are in your house, because everything is now. And as I heard Dr. Rennie speaking last week, it's now. So I'm dropping some words out of statements that I make, like shall or will. You know, it's not. It's here now. So wealth and riches are in your house, and his righteousness endures forever. So the word of God has said to us that we are supposed to be rich if we are in him. So when you receive salvation, you are made the righteousness of God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the anointed one in his anointing. Because God desires above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's from 3 John 2. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse 2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. And these two words, his glory, glory in these scriptures means wealth, And also, if you see the other forces, also means wealth. So as you see what has happened in our economy, it is gross darkness for many people. But as a child of Almighty God, His glory, His wealth shall rise upon you. Now, the first time glory was mentioned in the Bible was in Genesis 31:1. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's. Hath he gotten all this glory, wealth? The Amplified Version said he has acquired all this wealth. The word says that whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. So it's our time to move out into faith, in faith on the promise of God. Use the witty ideas that he's put into your minds, because you have some witty ideas. They might sound dumb to a lot of people, but don't worry about that. You do what's in your spirit and mind and watch what happens. Like the pet rock. What was any dumber than the pet rock? But look what it did. You know what I mean? What could you do with everybody was buying the pet rock? So God might give you a witty idea. So it's time for the body of Christ to take over, take dominion. You're not here to take part, but to take over, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And so look at this time as a time of transference of the wealth of the wicked to come into the hands of the righteous. Start expecting increase, wealth, riches. Take the limits off of God. No matter how it looks now, don't look at what you see. Look at what God's word is saying. Because he said wealth and riches are in your house. So you start saying what he says. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. So it's your time to shine. And you're supposed to be rich if you're righteous. Expect promotions. Start dressing like you're the boss. So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Start thinking wealth. Have the faith of God. To whatever you put your hands to do, and knowing whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, it is. I am just too excited now because I'm just hearing and feeling it. So, if you would like to learn more and get more and get close, and you know, I like to lay hands on people. I like to anoint them. I like to pray for them. I like to teach them the word, because that's the call I have, and I'm going to say it. I haven't been saying it much, but the Holy Spirit has put into my heart to really start saying, because their results, the reason I'm down here teaching this class is because of praying for someone, and then it was prophesied to me that I was to have this class. And things picked up for the person. Things are picking up. I mean, really, really. And I'm not talking nickels and dimes. This is business now. This is business with God now. And who said? Let's go through some words what God said. Who said? Who said it? If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Who said it? Isaiah 1:19. Whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. Who said it? This is the word of God, the word of God. Who said God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants? This is all scriptures, Psalm 35:27. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Job 36:11. Mark 11:24 says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it right then, and you shall have it. So Mark 11:24. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which he commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the earth. and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And that's from Deuteronomy 28. Read Deuteronomy 28 and just go through it, through it, through it. And no, I'm going to read some more verses because this is very important. And all these blessings shall come to you. Blessed shall be in the city, and blessed shall be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in the storehouses, and all thou settest thy hand into, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So whatever country you're in, you're going to be blessed. No matter what the country or how poor or how rich, you're going to be blessed. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. Thou shalt lend to many nations, thou shalt not borrow. You're going to have the banks and the credit unions in the mortgage companies. You're going to be a lender and not a borrower. The Lord shall open his good treasure. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only and not beneath. If thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And all that is in the word, that's the word, that's the word. He goes on to say in Revelation 5:10, and has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. We shall reign on earth. That's Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. You shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Exodus 19:6. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know that one. Matthew 6:10. Though Jesus was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8, chapter 8, verse 9. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's Luke 12:32. And this one you know. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. And Hebrews 6:14 says, blessing I certainly will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are chosen people. I love this one. I like all these scriptures though. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the promises of God. 1 Peter 2:9. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Just know that. Say, I'm royal. I'm chosen. So getting in your spirit of who you are. Just keep getting in your spirit. Psalm 71:21. This is another promise of God. He said, the Lord shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. I'm telling you, you know, God just wants us to get better and better and better. His word, his word, his word. So start changing your spirit. And there's a job, other job we have to do, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Improve me now, see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Malachi 3:10. He's just asking us, a tithe is just a small amount of what he's allowing to come into you. And he says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16:19. So start saying, millions thou art loose. Millions of dollars thou art loose. Millions thou art loose. in Jesus' name. But you have to put your hands to do something. You can't just say it. You say it and work. You say it and do your business. You say it and have confidence. You say it. You speak it out. You speak it out. Just like you were saying all the time, I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke. You know what I mean? So now you're going to say, talk about the money. You're going to call that in. Life and death is in the power of your tongue, in Jesus' name. And know that you have it, and you speak it. You speak it, and I don't care how it looks, but you, faith comes by hearing the word. Now faith is the evidence of things not seen. All right? Glory to God. I want to remind you again about the meeting Saturday, the Prophetic Empowerment Service. The guest speaker is Prophetess Susan C. Napier. That's Saturday, March 21st, 2015, at 3 o'clock p.m. The location, the Empowerment Center at the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this area is close to the airport. There's a parking lot, so you don't have to pay for parking. And it's in Philadelphia, and you should come. There will be a, you will have an opportunity to sow a seed. There's no charge, but you will be, there will be an opportunity to sow a seed for the work of the kingdom. And you can call, this is presented by Pastor Darian L. Thomas and Elder Ann Strickland May. The telephone number you can call for more information is 215-806-4879. And I want to also encourage you, at that same location, we have services there. Pastor Darian Thomas, a Walk in the Light Christian Center. You should come and visit. I'm telling you, the messages that he's bringing now are off the hook. It's, I mean, they're good. They're just good. Eye-opening, eye-opening to bring you closer. And, you know, my classes that I have there on Saturday. But call me, because there are going to be a couple of Saturdays and I'll be away. So call the 215-806-4879 or text me. And right now, if anyone under the sound of my voice has not received our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into his life, I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to be without God at this time. I wouldn't want to be at this season and this time of life. This is the time now, the season that we're in, that you need to be running to serve God, to give your life, because the blessings that are coming, the blessings that you will receive, And the wickedness that we're seeing. So you want to get under that divine protection. Divine protection. So we ask the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come into your life, to receive you. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And invite the Holy Spirit to come into your life. Be filled with the Spirit of Almighty God. You will never regret it. You will never regret it. I'm telling you, the more I'm learning and seeing and experiencing the greatness and goodness of God, it's just second to none. And this is a time now when the blessings are being poured out like never before, because the body of believers are learning the whole truth of the Word of God. So give your life, serve God, and come visit us at 3751 Island Avenue in the Gateway Building, the Empowerment Center, on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. In the name of Jesus. You're blessed and highly favored. I love you, and God bless you.